honey. I was just waiting for you.
Y'all hear that voice?
We're live.
Are we live?
We're live.
We're not live. We're not live. I mean, I am alive.
No, you're not. You're dead.
On occasion. So loud.
Girl, what the hell?
Well, I thought I would bring us a snack.
No, you don't snack. We're in the...
Can they hear us?
Yes, I can. It sounds like an ASMR girl.
So I just won't talk, I'll chew, and it'll be like I'm doing it.
Alright. Oh, I guess don't I chew can't. Talk.
See if you can hear this.
Yes.
So I can't peel my eggs that I brought out. That's warm. You want to hold an egg?
Give me an egg.
Like a little hand warmer.
Yeah. Okay. The voice you hear is the one and only Mom. It's Mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. You knew I was going to do that.
So annoying.
I know. Hello, friends.
What do you want to say about yourself? Who are you? And move your phone. Yeah, it's out there.
Let's spend with my phone.
Because if it vibrates, it's just going to be so
loud. No one's calling me. Everyone's here.
Okay.
No one's going to call.
Better not.
It's not going to vibrate. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Introduce yourself. Who are you? What are you?
Mostly, I'm crazy. Brody and Brittany's mom. Yeah. Yeah. That's like probably at least 90% of my existence, right?
But not anymore, because you have a self now.
Not worried about that.
Okay, what's happening? Talk to us. Say something.
I thought there was like a... What's our subject? What's our topic? What do we want to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, but we need a little something from Mom.
Okay, Who am I? Well, I got all this glitter.
Okay, she's so a glitter. Fan of glitter.
Yeah, I have a thing with glitter. Golly, I don't know how to define myself other than your mom. That's me. That's who I am. It's hard to be still. I'm not a still person.
It is hard, but...
I like teal and blue and purple and brown. Those are my favorite colors.
Okay. I like a little dark peacock vibe.
Absolutely peacock. Mm. Oh, we got to put up the Christmas tree this week, too.
Okay.
I like dark colors. I like sparkly things. And, man, I just love you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I love
That's
you,
me.
Too.
That's me.
I love it. Okay. So, Thanksgiving's tomorrow. Mm. We went to the stores. So many today.
We did.
And then,
We went to two stores.
Oh my god, I feel like we went to
We went to 3 because we did hit Kroger.
Oh, so we went 4 different places because we had to go to Rudy's.
Okay.
Because we're going to be having
brisket.
Thanksgiving. Turkey dinner. And pork and...
pulled pork. I'm excited about that.
I am too. And you almost didn't get it. And what else? I thought you got 3.
Meats. I was getting a turkey, but they were out until 4.
Uh-huh.
So we couldn't get that. And I really should have got that fatty meat for Chris. The moist meat that's marbly. I just don't like fat, and I feel like it's a waste. Why am I going to pay money for fat? Like, you know, I've got an excess. Let me just, you know, what the heck? That just seems so weird to me. I would rather have my meat lean.
Mm.
So I really should have got...
Well, some people like chewing the fat and, like, enjoy the fat because it's, like, juicy and flavorful.
Well, and it's supposed to be so flavorful.
But That texture is a no.
So, Chris would have gotten some for him and some for me. My mind
you
doesn't think that way.
You selfish little woman.
It's not about me being selfish. Those things just don't come to mind. Yeah. Because, like, right, I had to go to the store and get stupid drinks or whatever. Like, he needs to shop for y'all because if something happens to him, we're going to have to go back to, you know, picture catalog for me to shop and get y'all's favorite stuff. Because that kind of stuff just doesn't stick in my brain.
Yeah.
But him, like, he will remember, and he will get whatever little nuance of whatever it is you want. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at that.
Yeah. Okay, so what are you most excited for tomorrow?
Food-wise?
Or anything. Okay, both, so all.
I want to start off with sleeping in a little bit.
Okay, per. Same.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that and not having to work or anything and just to be free tomorrow. Because, you know, Chris will do the cooking, I'll tell some jokes or dance around the kitchen and then wash dishes.
Right.
So I'm totally down for...
We got to make our banana bread.
Well, we could probably convince him to make the bread, honey. Work smarter, not harder.
Okay.
I mean, I may. I'm not saying I'm out on the bread. I'm just saying, I really like it that, you know, he'll cook all that stuff. And he enjoys it. He actually enjoys being in the kitchen. Mm. So, it's not like I'm, like, tricking him to be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. He enjoys it.
Yeah. Okay. Crazy. Yeah. So what are you excited for?
I actually think it is pretty fun, like, doing the Ratatouille.
Oh.
Because it's just...
Elaborate. Tell us.
Okay, so Ratatouille, just like the movie,
we call it Ratatouille because it's
really... No, it's actually really called Ratatouille. Yeah.
Oh.
That's why the movie's called that, because that is what the little chef is making. That's what
he's making?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, now we're going to have to watch that again. Or maybe you and Brady can watch that later. Yeah, that's like the premise of
that.
That's
what he's making? Yes. I haven't seen the movie in like a billion years.
Okay, so like the chef that he was watching, if I remember correct. Okay, so he was like, the little boy was like watching the chef and trying to learn the skills or whatever. Mm. And the chef... you know, he's like the big guy, the classic big chef with the tall white hat. And so they're watching him do it and learning how to do it. And I guess just the rats in the window, you know, are also watching it too. And the little rat was also a very good chef. Mm. So like when they're pillaging the junk pile, looking for stuff, that one little rat, like, He's like the rat chef. Yeah, because in the cheese and just like all the fragrances that he was getting all those. And so that's why he's like, you know, maneuvering the boy on how to cook. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yes, but they're making, that was like one of the main things was that Ratatouille dish, which, and I think it even talks about that. That was kind of like a.
Are we talking about the same thing? What is?
Okay, so it's like, like a poor man's soup or whatever. Like, it's something that maybe you didn't have, like, meat. Like, you know, traditionally, older community, you know, years past, like, when you had meat, that was, like, a holiday. Mm. You know, you had your root vegetables. You had your vegetables, you know, because you had a garden. But, you know, the meat wasn't... Anyway, so they would, you know, one of the soups was the Ratatouille. And it just basically had, like, vegetables and, you know, those kind of things in it. So, the thing that I'll make, the Ratatouille that I'm going to make, I'm not going to do the one with the little cups this year.
Oh.
It's basically just thinly sliced vegetables. And then you just stack them so they're real pretty. I did pick up the eggplant today because they were out the other day, and carrot. And it's got crushed tomatoes, garlic, olive oil, zucchini, squash, and sweet potato. I think I may do a sweet potato in there. But the only thing with the sweet potato, you know, they take so much longer to cook. I may microwave that sucker a little bit. Yeah. Mm. And then slice it in and then just stack it up like a deck of cards on end. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my contribution because it's cute. Mm. It's cute.
It's cute. Brody can eat it.
Yeah.
We can all eat it if we want. And it's Ratatouille, his favorite movie ever.
Yeah.
Okay. Slay. Yep. So excited to make that.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. Okay. Of course, we'll make deviled eggs, and you know, you gotta love deviled eggs.
Yes. Gotta have it. I saw someone on TikTok, they made deviled eggs, and they put little, like, slices of bacon in them, and I was like, yum. Mm. A little bacon deviled egg.
That doesn't sound bad. I know we got asparagus because you and Chris were talking about some like bacon wrapped asparagus. So we'll, I think we're gonna
do that a little bit.
I think we're gonna have too many sides, but you know,
that's the whole point.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna test out the jalapeno poppers. Make a few tomorrow.
Why are you only making a few tomorrow?
Because I'm just testing them out. But I didn't get that much bacon, or that many jalapenos. Well, I guess I have plenty of jalapenos. I didn't get that much bacon. I just got one pack, I think.
Yeah. Well, I know in making the ones that I've made before, I mean, you can put a whole strip of bacon. Certainly, you can wrap that around
but,
there.
But, like, cut it in half.
But you really don't need to. You really can. Honestly, the last several times that I've made the jalapenos that we put on the grill with the cream cheese, I've just, like, taken this strip and, like, cut it in thirds and then just lay it over the cream cheese.
No, not enough.
Okay.
Because, Christina, oh, my God. Like, the jalapeno poppers and the queso. Mm. 10.
Yeah.
10.
I think it was just Velveeta.
I think it was. Like, yeah. I think it was just really
sausage.
Basic.
Like,
but
I know Granny used to put, like, sausage. I think Kim put, like, ground meat. Mm. But, you know, any one of those, you know, pipe up your queso.
Yeah. Yeah. But Jalen made queso the other day, and she used evaporated milk. And she said it was, like, she's, like, I slayed. Like, I'm so proud of this. Like, I took it to work, and everybody was, like, that's so good. Mm-hmm. So, she said she made good queso. But, yeah, Christina always used to make the jalapeno poppers and the queso on game day. She's a sporty spice person. But, yeah, I'm excited. So, yeah, I think I'm going to test some of those out tomorrow. So, we're going to make the deviled eggs. We're gonna have the little ratatouilles.
Ratatouille. We're gonna have the broccoli cheese.
Broccoli cheddar. We're gonna have mashed potatoes. We're gonna have
oh, we got doll heads.
Ooh, yeah, yum.
The doll heads with the bacon.
And bacon for those. Mm-hmm. Damn, hope we got enough bacon. We're having bacon everything.
Well, I think we spent $40 on bacon.
Okay, slay. Yeah.
Well, because we got it at Sam's, you know, and it's like the double.
Oh, you got
packed.
Like the bulk.
Yeah.
Okay, slay. Mm-hmm. And then, honestly, I'm pretty sad that we're not having mac and cheese, but it's okay because Friday I'm having a Friendsgiving and Alexis is gonna make mac and cheese, so I'm excited for that.
I almost feel like we got a mac and cheese.
Cheese. Jars.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
I'll have to look.
But you didn't put it on the list, so, you
I
know.
I know, because I just said broccoli cheddar, and I like the it's broccoli cheddar. Okay. No, we're doing Mexican for Christmas.
But you can have some broccoli or some cheddar, like, I don't
whatever. Mac and cheese.
Mac
I don't
and
want
cheese.
Mac and cheese with freaking Mexican.
Okay, okay. Can you hear that yappy dog?
Yeah, he's my backup dancer.
Oh my gosh.
My backup singer. Stop.
Okay,
don't be mean.
Just checking. Mimosas!
Ooh, yes. Raspberry mimosas.
So we're sleeping
mimosas.
Late, and then we're having mimosas.
Yes.
And Chris
and
will
sausage
be
balls.
Slaving away in the kitchen. Yeah. While we're chilling and having a little cocktail.
And sausage balls.
Yeah, I need to look up that recipe because I'm worried about the cheese, but yeah.
And then
you only laid out one sausage tube, right?
Yeah, you said only one.
Okay.
Okay, and then what? Are we having lunch? Are we having dinner? Are we having both?
I think it's gonna be like an afternoon.
Okay.
Because if I'm gonna sleep late, which that's really not gonna happen, I'm gonna wake up, but I'm just gonna lay in bed, casually get up for my mimosa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, with the meat done, nothing else really takes very long. I'm thinking lunchish right after time.
Okay.
And then just a bunch of chill. Like a whole bunch of chill.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could watch Ratatouille as a family after.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I might go to Cheyenne's either tomorrow night or Friday morning.
Right on.
Depending on what time she gets home.
Okay.
But we'll see. And then... Yum. Yeah. And I have my wine right now. Cheers. Let's take a shot.
No. Not taking a shot.
Take a sip. Okay, yum. I'm drinking Roscato. What are you drinking?
I am drinking salted watermelon.
Watermelon.
Watermelon. It really is a dead-on Jolly Rancher. I gotta say, their flavor profile is really, like, spot on.
It is good. I don't like whiskey, and This one, I feel like you can't really, like, taste alcohol no, super bad. Not.
No.
So that's nice, because...
Yeah.
Yeah. We took a shot so of refreshing. It.
Which I don't really... I mean, I know it's perfect with... Because did he put the Shirley Temple in there? Is that what he mixed that with?
I don't know, girl.
I feel like it is.
I think it might be, but I don't actually know.
So, you know, I don't like all the sugar content in that, but... I don't know. I guess I could get, like, a Sprite Zero or something like that. And I'm probably, you know... I don't know. It is. It's really good. It's really good.
Go for her. 1 out of 10.
Oh, dang. Mm. 8, maybe?
Mm.
I think the flavor's good. I think the whiskey is... I mean, you wouldn't know it was whiskey. I don't think if you know, oh, I'm not a whiskey drinker. I'm not going to try that. Yeah. Well. And actually, Chris and I were talking about last night. And... Like, I would have never, like, bought a full-on bottle of some random something.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, if he don't like, he'll just throw it away. But I would just feel like, oh, I can't, that's so wasteful. He's like, well, I got it for you. And I, you know, then when I tried it, I really liked it. So, he keeps getting it. So, I drink, you know, maybe 1 to 20 of his, cumulatively. I don't drink it very frequently, but it's great. It's great, honestly.
I'll give her.
And that, he got me that espresso martini.
Mm.
I put some eggnog, some almond eggnog in that, just to kind of, the espresso kind of has a, more of a kick than what I, did you like it? Did you like the espresso martini?
I don't really remember.
Yeah. I know there's something else in the name. There's something else.
It's like, is it peanut butter?
No, I think the peanut butter that he got me is peanut butter cream, bourbon cream or something. I don't know. He just likes to get things that are, you know, in my flavor palette.
Okay. Me and Jalen had this buzz ball last night called Cookie Nookie. It was good.
Really? We saw those and the peppermint bark. We thought you might like that. I think the cookie thing was in that same dispenser.
Yeah. I did not want to try that. I was not. I was like, girl, I don't know. Like, it's a buzz ball. Like, I do not want something like...
That's not meant sweet. To be, oh, that's
like,
good.
Yummy. It's like, yeah.
Just an, like, so just sugary gonna get you fucked up. To just get it down because you're looking for the end result on that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she wanted to try his. So I was like, okay. But it was actually, like, good.
Mm-hmm. Alcohol content on those are just
good.
So much.
Yep.
I would say good. I'd say just high.
Good.
Real high.
Good. It's good. And yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not big on the whiskey thing. Like the salted caramel ones, no, not really.
Oh my gosh. The salted caramel is really good. I just can't have that many. I'm just too freaked out, traumatized about all the sugar in it. So I just can't have that many. But I did notice one of the chocolate bars that I have that, honestly, I think my favorite is the salted caramel.
On your chocolate bars?
Those ones that I get that are made with stevia and not like cane sugar or whatever. It's another sweetener. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the salted caramel ice cream and, like, the,
The bars.
Mm-hmm, the salted
the
caramel.
Bars. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those ones are really good. Yeah. And I like salted caramel, but salted caramel liquor,
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Because it's always like, try this. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
When he, you know, he first started with the crayon, getting the salted caramel.
Oh, yeah.
And
now he has 1,000.
Well, he tried, like, there was a bird dog one, and I think that was the one that he tried next. And then the Ellington, and then the Insig. Anyway, he has his favorite now. Mm. He's too bougie for me.
Mm.
My palate is not refined like that. I think him and Brody definitely have more of a refined, like, I couldn't tell you, oh, I'm drinking this brand of this. You know, I know, I cannot tell you that. I can tell you if I like it or I don't, but I couldn't say, oh, that's Ellington. Oh, that's the Insig. That's the Crown. I mean, he knows. He's got him like, yeah, not me.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm not a fan of those.
But I can tell glitter shades better than he can. Yeah. So there's that, right? I mean, yeah, I have my own superpowers.
It. Okay.
It's just not, my palette is not a superpower at all.
Okay. I feel, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know specifics of things.
Yeah. All right, what else you got? You want to turn in that egg? And I'll give you a warmer one?
Yeah, switch me. I'm so cold. Like, I feel like I've been so cold since I got home.
She's got a little chicken pee on it. It's fine.
Shut up. This one is colder. Oh. Yeah. I don't want a wet one.
They're all wet.
No, they're not. The one they're... I had was... No, I don't want it. Well, I don't want it.
I don't want it.
Okay, just give me my eggs.
Take your egg.
Take your egg.
Okay. Tell us
a fun fact.
A fun fact.
Oh.
I only have two fun facts. What? Guess where they are.
I think you're going to say, whenever you're born,
Oh, oh my gosh. No, I wasn't going to say that.
We need the cord. Grab the cord.
What cord?
Right there. Okay, but thank you.
Okay. Plug it in. We'll make sure that it's actually plugged in over there.
It is.
Is it good? No, that was not my fun fact.
Oh.
Guess again.
Your fun fact? Mm-hmm. Like about yourself, yeah. Or like...
Well, that's what you just asked.
Oh, I just said a fun fact.
Random.
Yeah. Fun fact about yourself, I love chickens and I love PUBG. Or like, my kids are freaking awesome and cool and...
All of those are actual facts.
Oh.
But none of those...
None of them are fun.
No, just none of those weren't gonna be what I would say.
What you would say, a fun fact about you? I love glitter. Fun fact.
That's it, I'm drinking. You need to drink. You got the question wrong. The answer wrong.
Okay, I'll drink if I answer it wrong. I have no idea what your fun fact would be.
Really? That's funny.
Funny. Fun fact.
Let me give you a hint?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's about my hair. That would be one.
That you're a redhead?
No.
About your hair? Fun fact about
it's
your
just
hair?
A random thing. It's just a random thing. It's just different to me. It's a random thing, like, not everybody has the same. I don't brush my hair.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That counts.
That is a fun fact. I feel like right. Some of my friends really, like, grab that. But also, my hair is very, very textured. Like, I feel like I've been learning more about my hair. Like, because I'm like, I don't really know what I'm supposed to do with it. And, like, literally after a night, like, the bottom will almost be matted. Like, it's just a lot. But it's just, and it's like, even right after I brush it, like, it still is, like, it's not just, like, silky. Like, there's just so much, like, it's coarse and thick and the texture that it's just, like, always, like, it has no chill.
Well, even before I had to sleep with the elephant face CPAP, even before then, like, I didn't like my hair, like, down on me. I didn't wear it in a pony then, but I would always pull it up, like, over the pillow. Like, mm-hmm. Always. And I don't move a lot. I don't move as much as you do.
Right. Sometimes I try to do that, but I don't work.
Then you probably need to sleep in a little bonnet or put it up
in a sleep in a braid.
Okay.
I braid it. But if I don't, you're going to tell. A bun is horrible. My hair will be, like, kinky as fuck after I take it out of a bun.
I kind of like that, though. I kind of like some added volume to my hair.
I don't...
Because I have, like,
I need it.
I have, like a specific way when I put it up in a bun, and then I fold it back through, like, when it's wet after I've washed, so that way when it goes down, like, it's got multiple kinks in it, like, and I try to, like, tuck in the bottom so the bottom has, like, even.
Well, yours will look like a curl. Mine looks like it looks
well,
like
Well, maybe if you
up.
Tucked in the bottom, you wouldn't be, like,
nah.
Maybe I'll show you my tricks.
Nah. I'll just stick with the braid. Okay. But sometimes I don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
But how do we get to that? Oh, because you don't brush your hair. Yeah, I don't really brush my hair either, but every once in a while I have to because, yeah, she's a little gray. And then your other fun fact, you love PUBG or something? Mm-mm. Something about you, about your appearance?
Not really my appearance. And I feel like this has been just a fact that I've used over the years. I don't remember where it came up, which I can't even guarantee I can even commit to this anymore.
That you can do the splits?
Yeah.
Try.
Oh my gosh.
Right now.
Nobody can see.
Guys, nobody can see. You're about to hear. Witness.
Let me stretch it out. Stretch it out.
She's doing a little bending over front fold. Toe touch. Whoa, shaking her butt, of course.
Shaking it to everybody.
Come on.
Honey, I need to stretch out. I haven't done the splits.
How long has it been?
I mean, I would have done it during cheer.
Right. So at least 5 years. But probably not when I was in high school.
No. So, heck, what, 10 years?
Oh, my God.
Can we sweep this?
No.
I don't want these.
Get the broom. It's right outside.
I don't want these little bits
on. But it might be wet, so don't bring it in if it's wet.
Pants.
I don't know what she's saying. I'm going to pause it. You're making so much noise.
What?
All right.
Okay, so.
We're back. We're about to find out.
Oh, my gosh. The pressure is on.
The pressure is on.
So you're going to tell everybody I can't cook. Can you, like, pretend for me?
Nope.
I mean, because people are listening.
They're going to be watching through my eyes.
Oh, crap.
Listening through my... Okay, here we go. We're getting a little lunch. Oh. Woo!
Nope. I can't go all the way.
Do the other way.
No, the other way doesn't go. It was just this side.
Well, stretch like that a second. You better not have lost your split.
I know. I'm going to really have to... What are your two facts?
Two facts about myself? Okay.
This floor is cold. I'm getting up off the floor. I'll practice on my splits for
okay.
you.
Okay. Next time. Two facts about me.
Shit, now I gotta come up with a new fact about myself. I can't even do the splits anymore.
I feel like just saying I'm Mexican, like, that's always, like, such a, like, shock factor. It's, like, fun. Like, yeah. So it's a fun fact. Yeah, that's a fun fact.
No, for sure.
And, so I like that.
Of course, in the summer, then it's way more believable, just because your skin tone is so pretty, that...
We get darker, but I just, like, people don't believe that I'm Mexican because of my hair and my eyes.
Well, and because of the Mexicans around here. Because if you went to Mexico, certain parts of that, you're going to see plenty of blonde hair, blue-eyed people. That is a thing. That does happen.
Not redheaded
but
Mexicans.
But not here.
Another fun fact about me. What's a fun fact about me? I love pink. That's not really fun. That's
nope,
like obvious.
That's not fun.
Like,
that's okay. Not fun at all.
What's something fun? That I've been to Nicaragua.
I was thinking that.
That's fun. Like, everyone's like, what? Where? Like,
yeah, that's fun.
That's cool. And I know how to make a 5-course Italian meal from scratch.
Okay, that's pretty impressive,
that's
too.
That's fun. I say that honestly. Don't know if I can do it.
Right.
But I think I could. Like, I want to try. Like, I'm pretty sure I could.
I think it would come back to you. Did you ever, like, take time and write anything down? Okay.
I feel like. Yeah, I don't know. I think I could do that.
I think that's a fun fact. That's a good one. I like it.
Yeah, feels cool. I'm like, oh, like, you never would have thought. I'm like, cooking up in the kitchen. Like, or I worked in the deli. Like, I hated it, and, like, I was really, like, embarrassed by it, and, like, still kind of feels a little bit embarrassing, but, like, bitch, I can work a deli slicer. Like,
well, and you know, everything that you do is really just more knowledge. I mean, because you wouldn't know about, like, all the cheeses or all the meats and those kind of, you wouldn't know a lot of things that you
know. I don't
know
that much about them.
You're way more familiar. If you heard, like, you know, even at Sam's, that cheese that they had, I would have never recognized.
Parmigiano
Reggiano? I would have not recognized that, and, you know, whatever.
It's because you're not a real chef.
Right. Okay, ratatouille.
Right? Yes.
Aww.
Yeah. Where were we? What were we talking about?
Fun facts?
Before that? After that? I don't know. Okay. Well, there's 2,000 fun facts about us.
Right.
So what's your next fun fact if you're not gonna do the splits?
I know. I better, like, up my game on that.
Yeah. You need something else, like, crazy cool.
Something travel-y. Do you remember how many beaches we went to in Puerto Rico?
Like 8?
Yep.
That was awesome.
That was awesome as a possum, man. Mm-hmm.
What'd you dream about last night?
Oh, dude, I don't even remember my dreams.
Ever?
Maybe sometimes when I wake up, but I can't tell you this late in the day what I dreamt about if I hadn't talked about it. You're catching underneath there.
I know. Okay. I already have been like 10 times. Okay.
I'll work on another fun fact. I don't know.
Okay. What's something important to you to do in your everyday life?
Am I saying eat healthy and exercise? Is it something that I actually do or just something that I think is important? What? I don't know. I don't know what you mean by that.
That feels good.
I think at night when I'm winding down, I think that kind of has helped me mentally put stuff into perspective and made me a little bit more stave off the overwhelming feeling. I think just the meditation of really trying to dial it down.
Okay, so what do you do?
I meditate, and I've got some really neat music. There's this one guy that I've been listening to.
Are they guided meditations?
No, I did that one time.
Okay.
I think I did, yeah, once or twice, but no, typically, no, it's just music. Mm. Like, I have some that are just, like, random frequency stuff, and I've got, like, some singing bowls. But then I've got one, it's like a Joe Dispenza or something, but it's got, like, this piano. So it's got music, and then it's like, dun 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 dun. So it's just like the whole chord or whatever, back and forth, and I like it because
you know what's
because it's changing. Like, it keeps me from just like the rat race in my head, because I can listen, because like I know I like put my fingers down of how the rhythm goes. And so, like, if I'm spiraling out of into bullshit, can I say that? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Girl, do you know who I am?
If I'm spiraling out, that kind of helps draw me back, which, you know, I guess a meditated or a guided one would too, but sometimes, like, I can't deal with somebody else because I've got plenty going on. So I don't really need their guiding. So anyway, I like that. And then this other guy that I've been listening to, I think it's like Mark Malty or something. Malty. He's playing one of those hand drums, those drum pan drums, I guess, with his, you know, fingers. And it's just, it's so light and clean. And there's enough, like, him changing, playing, whatever. It seems like the songs are super short before they go to the next one. And there's that little time in there, which is kind of weird. But whatever. But it's light. So it's kind of uplifting too. Where sometimes, like, when I'm listening to, like, you know, frequencies or whatever, like, I don't always feel like it's so light. But anyway, so saying that to say, like, winding down at night, trying to capture my thoughts. That's been good.
Okay. Work. I like the pan drum. I saw a kid playing it the other day, and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Super cool.
But
there's like this Grizzly Adams guy that I watched, and he's always like right by the river or in the water sometimes.
Oh.
And he's like going out, and then one day with Stoney, he's got like a big old, I mean, he wouldn't know who Grizzly Adams is. Anyway, it's this old show from when I was a little kid, but he has like a big furry beard like Chris, dead winter, you know, like where it's crazy person beard, and it was snowing, so like all the snow was on his beard, and he's just out there just doo-doo-doo-doo. It's pretty cool. Very talented.
Okay. I'm trying to think of questions. Like, this is an interview.
Oh, is it? Oh, dang.
I don't know. Take a shot.
Just don't make me cry. I don't want to cry.
Well,
I do have some tissue just in case. Yeah. I mean, I have some toilet paper. Brought out some toilet paper.
All right, paper towels. We don't have tissues.
Roll a towel. No, I really did bring...
No, like actual tissue.
Oh. We had some, but Graham took them.
Oh. If you could say anything to the whole world, what would it be?
Get over yourself and let's just get along.
That's what you would say?
Yeah.
What's the best advice that you've ever gotten?
I don't know. What brings to mind is, you know, treat other people how you want to be treated, and that has never served me, never, never, never.
Because she's a hardcore people pleaser.
I wouldn't call myself that. I mean, obviously it looks different from you, for you to say that.
Mm. You don't think you're a people pleaser? I feel like you've always, like, had, like, no self till recently. And, like, you always just, like, burn yourself out completely to please everyone else around you.
Well, but what you're also not putting into perspective is some of it's just been my businesses. So, my customer service is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I will put that up against that. That's my brag factor. What can I brag about? My kids and my customer service.
Okay, bow.
So in my business, yeah, you might think I'm a pushover and I'm just giving everybody. I feel like that's how a business should be run. So I don't know. It's so much pleasing per se as it is maybe my reputation, my character, my whatever, versus, like, if I messed up an order, mm-hmm. I'm gonna make it right.
Yeah.
Not because you're flipping out, because first off, I want it to be right. Or, you know, if I took your family pictures,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get what you want, but I'm gonna get what I want too.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the end, I know you're gonna want what I did. And that's how it's always worked. So I don't look at it as people pleasing. I mean, I'm sure there are occasions where I've just, you know, had to just give it and go away. But more than anything, to me, it was about integrity, character, doing what I said I'd do, that kind of thing. No?
No. Like, okay, what do you, like, how would you describe people pleasing?
I mean, yeah, like, not doing for yourself. Honestly, I guess when it comes to you, I mean, I give you everything. And my thought, you're going to make me sappy.
I'm not making you anything. Like,
first off, you know, what makes you happy or what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would say.
But, like, at the cost of yourself. Like, I feel like people pleasing... What I'm thinking is, like, doing what other people want, even whenever, like, putting that over what you want, or, like, even considering what you want.
I mean, I do that all day long with you and Brody. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm.
I don't say I do that for other people.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you'd have to give me a sample of what I've done. For me to really be able to understand it. I mean, you don't have to think too long on, you know, all my bad things. You can get back to that.
I don't think people pleasing is bad. I think it's something that's just conditioned in us. And, like, I think it's bad for us as individuals. Like, I think it's important that we don't, like, self-abandon and, like, that we should, like, listen to what we want, or, like, if we shouldn't say yes when we really mean no. I don't know. I'm, like, I guess I don't really know you as anything other than my mom. Like, obviously, this is the only version I get of you as mom.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, I don't know.
I think, I actually recently thought of this when I was, I don't know, thinking about stuff. And I think, like, I don't think you and Brody are like me in that way. Like, I just definitely bend over backwards for whatever y'all need. And I'm not as giving to any Joe Blow on the street. Mm. Which I feel like you and Brody both are more like, you want to, you know, be helpful and kind or whatever, but y'all don't give me that same. I can see it in your personalities. Like
what?
I don't know. I mean, just like, I don't know. I can't think of anything right now. I mean, it's two on the spot.
Yeah.
But I think y'all are not like me in that way. Like, not that you wouldn't sacrifice something for me, but if, you know.
I think that, no. What I think about this is I think that when you do something, you see it as, I'm doing this for you, now you owe me. Like, now I have this over you. Like, I feel like that's something that.
See, and I don't see it like that. I see it as, because I love you so much, mm-hmm. like, I'm going to give you, like, all of this. Like, all of me, whatever you want, whatever, whatever, I'm going to give it all to you. Mm-hmm. Because I love you that much. And I feel like it's not so I can say, well, I did this for you. It's common courtesy. It's just common courtesy. It's just common courtesy. So, I mean, when you know, I would help you out if you needed it. You know, you call me at midnight and you need a ride. You know, whatever, whatever, whatever. It would just be a given that if I needed you, and I need to call you at midnight, which, you know, of course you would, but I'm just saying, it's not a two-way street with us.
I feel like you, like, obviously in high school, you were a lot more, like, involved in my existence, like, you having to drive me places or, like, bring me something if I forgot it, like, mm-hmm. things like that, and then I feel like you wanna, like, would be, like, I'm asking you to do this one thing. Like, you can't do this one thing. And I do all this stuff for you all the time. Like, all. And I feel like that's, like, dangling.
I mean, it. I see that how you're saying that is how you really meant it. But really, on my end, it's not. It wasn't ever. Still is not. Because I do this, I expect you. Uh-huh. It's, I feel like it's a common courtesy. It's just a common courtesy.
That you're doing something for me, so I should do something for you.
I wish you wanted to do something for me the way I want to do something for you. Which isn't, you know, a child-parent relationship as much as it is a parent-child relationship.
Yeah.
But that same Joe Blow walking around here on the street, you're going to stop what you're doing to go help them. But I'm in here slaving away, and you're going to go to your room. That kind of example.
Where if we switch people. I don't really feel like you need me, though, I guess. Like,
you know, maybe that's where it goes back to. Maybe that, yeah. I mean, because think about that. If you're doing something in the kitchen, I'm not going to go just go to my room and lay down and, you know,
yes, you just are. Whatever.
I would.
Yes, you are. If I'm cooking in the kitchen, you just go sit down or do whatever.
But you get what I'm saying.
Not I mean, by
you,
that.
You would. If there's somebody out here, uh-huh. you would, like, drop what you were doing.
Yes.
And go help. Which I'm not saying that's a bad characteristic. I'm not saying. I mean, you have such a kind heart. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. You're fantastic. Yeah. But I don't feel like you're. Kind courtesy
is this, like, to me. Kind to you. I feel like I agree with that. I think our relationship is, like, weird in that way. Like, I feel like I'm my worst version of myself, like, to you.
I do as well.
You think I'm the worst version of myself to you? Wow, you're such a bitch.
Was I supposed to lie? I totally do, and I get some of it.
I totally it, do.
I totally agree with that. Wow. That is the most 100% correct thing.
Oh my god! Okay, chill.
But I think it's because you know I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
Like, you can totally shit on me, and I'm just gonna come back for more.
Shit on you because, like, be insane.
You know what I mean.
You know what?
You know what I mean.
No, that phrasing
Okay, we'll call it, you can totally,
be
you know,
insane and be crazy.
Be insane, be crazy. You can totally, you know, do me wrong. And
what do you mean do you wrong?
I'm just saying.
You're bringing me in a bad light.
My love is, like, so unconditional.
I think the worst thing I do to you is just, like,
we're not talking about what you do on a regular basis. I'm just saying.
Well, you're saying, like, shit on you. Like, I'm, like,
bite my head off. Fight with me. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
You know what? Here's what happens. Is I have big feelings about something, and I bring them to you, and then you get defensive, so I get defensive, and then it's a fight. I don't think I just sit and bite your head off for nothing.
Whatever. I'm just saying, there's nothing that you could do.
Right, right.
That could ever make
you not love me or
make
whatever,
me
yeah.
love you any less or any more.
Mm-hmm.
If that's truly, that's, golly. Mm-hmm. Take that to the bank. That's the gospel.
Ooh.
Yeah. But no, I think you are, because I'll see you with your friends, and you're just so kind and so helpful. And believe me, it's really very frustrating, actually. Because I got to ask to get some help.
Because you don't need it, though. Like,
but,
you're my mom.
But I
like,
do.
You don't
but
need
I do.
Me.
And you know,
I guess maybe, but I feel like I don't see it as that because, like, you never, like,
made y'all do anything.
I don't know. Not made us do anything. Like,
well, pretty much.
You made us do things.
What'd you do?
Laundry.
What do you remember?
Laundry was my chore. And
your own laundry.
Everybody's. I used to do your laundry.
Not enough.
Oh.
No, but I think there, you know, but truly, I mean, to me, our relationship has changed a lot since you got out of school, because before then, I didn't want to be your friend.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't about,
liar.
I was like,
never.
Like, you know, I wasn't trying to live through you. You know, I was trying
school.
To mother you and be your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you're out of school, I feel like I've really tried to change that instead of, you know, like, I want you to make your own decisions. I want you to,
I feel like
I
you
mean,
always wanted me to make my own decisions.
Well, yeah, but I feel like I was definitely more, I don't know that I was helicopter, but, you know, just very involved with all of your activities and everything.
You still are.
I feel like it's different now. I feel like more of a friend. Do you not feel like I'm more of a friend?
I feel like more, I feel like there's less of a power dynamic, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I feel like we can talk better. But.
That's how I feel like I've changed since you got out of school. How do you feel like you've changed in our relationship since you got out of school?
I don't know, because I'm like, I feel like after my last boyfriend and I broke up, like, I feel like that's when we really started getting close. And then, yeah, like, I don't know. I'm like, I guess. I think whenever I moved out, I feel like that was so nice. Like, I loved our relationship whenever I moved out.
What did you love about it?
There was, like, not, like, it wasn't tasking. Like, I feel like now sometimes I'm like, oh my god, like, I feel, like, annoyed. Or, like, when you ask me to do something, I'm like, oh my god, it's, like, this weird, like, guilt, like, holding it over my head. Like,
mm-hmm.
Whenever I moved out, it was like, no. Like, it was like, we just FaceTimed freaking every single day, and then I'd be like, mom, come over to my house, and then we just, like, hang out at my house, and it was just, like, fun. Like, we were just, like,
it's like you weren't
girls.
Responsible. You could just have me for entertainment, but weren't responsible for any commitment.
Ooh.
Right?
I don't
think
so.
I mean, it sounds
so.
Like that's what you're saying. We're here, like, you know, if you were in high school right now, I mean, you know, did you get your homework done? What do you have to turn in? You know, do you, when's practice? Where's the game? You know, all these things that I would have to, like, help juggle. Where now, I really try and respect your time. Like, I'm not, I don't ask for a lot.
Mm.
I'm trying to respect you as an adult, as a roommate more.
Yeah.
Than
a child.
As my child to go do this for me.
Yeah. I think so. But I feel like I don't know. I'm like, I feel like that's not that different from high school. Like, you think?
I think for me, I've let go of a lot. Like, I mean, and I love that you're, that I've got your location, like, on my phone, because then I don't have
to. Well, that's just, like, a safety thing. It's not, like, a control thing. Like, it's not like you're going to tell me to not be somewhere something like that. But even in high school, you didn't do that.
No. But I'm just saying, for me, so, like, even though we might not, which, you know, here the last month or so, different. But, you know, when you're working or going out with your friends, I mean, it's definitely more of a peace of mind, for sure, that I know you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's certainly not control, and I'm not, you know, oh, you shouldn't be there, whatever. It's
yeah, no, I don't.
Definitely more of a, just know where you're at.
Yeah.
Sometimes I take a screenshot. Oh. So that way if something happened,
if I die.
Well, she was right here. She was right here. I don't know.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
I'm a mom.
Man. Well, I feel like that's the same as high school. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like that's that different. You think?
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm like, it does, our relationship does feel different than it did in high school, but like, I don't really know. Like,
well, and I guess because you did have so much freedom more with my parenting style, maybe, like, you know, it just gradually.
Yeah.
Higher. It was already, we were already
in transition.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. If you could change one thing about me, what would you change?
Your pinky toe. I'm kidding. just I would only change our relationship that somehow that we could be this close back then.
Oh,
I wouldn't change what? Anything about Why? You. You're gonna make me sappy.
I'm not making you anything.
You are the reason I'm sappy.
No,
you and
I'm
your
not.
Brother.
No.
Yeah, that's all I would change.
Why? What? Like, what do you mean? Like, you just wish I would have told you I was a virgin? Or I wasn't a virgin?
No, I...
Oh.
That amongst other things. Just our relationship couldn't have been better so long ago.
What do you mean?
I don't think it was bad. But I hate that you've ever had to hide anything from me.
That just had nothing to do with you.
I'm not even saying that.
That's the only thing I ever hid from you.
But that's big to me.
It was big to me, too, but it was also, like...
Yeah. You ask what I would change. I would change...
But, like, that... I feel like...
Not that situation, in general. That you could have always felt like you could come to me.
Well, I did. If every other single thing of my life, you were... No.
Not every single thing. You have told me other things that I didn't know was going on.
Like
all
what?
Of that, all of that. I wish, I just wish we would have been even closer.
Really?
I thought we were closer.
We were.
I don't know. Honey, you ask.
I know. I'm just curious. Like, I don't know what you mean. I feel like that's the only thing that was like.
Any kind of boy activity. Any of that. Like, I was completely blindsided.
You weren't blind.
Which
like
was
it's
crazy
just not about
because
you.
I thought we were so close.
We were. That just had so like nothing to do with you.
I don't know, honey. You ask. That's my answer.
I know. Like I think it was like so nice whenever I told you, but like I feel like our relationship has changed since then. but I don't know. I don't think that it made us closer, really. Like,
no, but I think, you know, just not having. I mean, because that taxed you when it didn't need to. You didn't have to worry about when am I going to call, you know, when am I going to tell my mom? And, you know, that was a burden that you shouldn't have had to carry.
I mean, yeah, but, like, I think that's just a regular kid thing. And I think most kids, like, had so many more things they were hiding from their parents. Like,
no, yeah, probably so.
So it was just, like, sucked that it was like, yeah, she knows everything else about me, but like, she doesn't know this one thing, and now it's been so long that I can't bring it up, and how do I even bring that up, and like, what do I even say, and like, what do I even share, and then also, how do I communicate this to her where she's gonna hear the words coming out of my mouth versus just hearing, I'm a bad mom, this is my fault. But even then, you still only hear that, so...
Totally.
Aw, she cried.
What the hell?
It just had so nothing to do with you. Like, I hate, if I could change one thing about you, it would be your perception of that.
It's more the idea.
That
I wasn't there to protect you, that I wasn't there to help you through it, that I wasn't when I was right there. What the hell? Anyway. What would you change about me?
That. I would change your perception of how you look at that situation as a whole.
Okay.
That or...
Oh, damn it.
That or I feel like... I don't know how you're saying, like, we're more giving to other people than you. I feel like... I get so conflicted because...
I know what you're gonna say.
I think that you love me and Brody this, like, unconditional amount. And, like, you taught me this type of love that I can now give everywhere in my life. But I feel like sometimes, like, whenever we're talking about other people, like, I feel like... I know that you're capable of this kind of love because you love me and Brody this much. So how does that, like, how do you not love everyone that much? Like, how is everything not so deeply affecting you that's happening to all of these people everywhere?
I don't think I could take any more, quite honestly. I don't think I have the mental capacity or the heart capacity to take on more.
I think it's harder to not... then harder to.
I mean, it's not that I don't love other people or feel for other people, but y'all are like my, you know, baby cubs that I just have to protect until I'm in the ground kind of thing.
But we should have to protect everyone everywhere.
After y'all.
It shouldn't be this, like, big gap. Like, I mean, I feel like I have a gap too. Like, obviously I love my family and my friends more. I don't even want to say more. Like, even that feels weird. Different. It's different. It's deeper. It's more personal. But, like, also, like, we're all just people. Like, everyone else's
life is
equally as
complex.
I
love that about you. I love that. But, man, I just love y'all so much that if somebody's going down, it's not y'all to.
Why does anyone have to go down?
And I don't want him to. I don't want him to. But after y'all in my belly, like... I don't know. That is my top job.
Right.
And so... Not that I wish anything
to fuck
bad.
Everyone else
not
everywhere.
Not that I wish everyone harm or anything like that, but yeah. There is a hierarchy.
No, there's not.
And I'm sorry. It's the mom in me, and you will not change my mind on that. It doesn't mean other people are bad or that I don't want the best for them. But
also, I feel like it doesn't have to be at the cost of us. Like, you, it's just so
and some
easy
things
to
it's
love
not.
Other people.
Some, you know, and you know, maybe I let that flow over too much, but. You know, if it was something really important, then there's absolutely no question. But, you know,
right, like,
I
these are extreme scenarios. But mom gave a homeless person food the other day, an unhoused person.
And that was like cool. That's like the first time I've ever done anything nice for anybody.
I just feel like that was really, like, sweet. Like, I feel like I haven't really heard you, like,
I can't tell you those things. Kind of things, because you're going to act like it's an anomaly.
Oh. She just, that was chill. Something she does always.
Whatever. Oh, actually, I've got that stuff in the back of my car we need to take up to the church and put in their little giveaway dispenser. I want to do that, like, while I'm off.
Okay. We're giving back. Okay, what else do you want to say?
I don't know. What else do you want to ask? Huh?
Leave us with something good.
I think you're amazing.
Something true.
I'm so proud of you.
To the people.
I don't care about the people.
Yes,
I care about
Mom,
you.
These are
my
listeners.
Oh, yeah,
listeners.
Yeah. I'm supposed to care about the people.
Exactly. But these are my friends, though.
Hi, friends.
These are good people.
Absolutely. I'm just so impressed with you. I mean, you're really amazing.
Thanks.
I'm so proud of you. I think this is fun. I love that you love it. I think it's very, very therapeutic for sure.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry I couldn't do this, but
that's okay. We'll try again.
We'll try again, but I need a little practice. I haven't. I gotta practice.
Yeah.
We need to do Qigong in the mornings. But
yeah. That's a fun fact. She's really getting into traditional Chinese medicine.
I'm looking
it's
at
like your
it,
hyperfixation
yeah.
right now. You're learning. You're exploring.
Well, you know, you watch one thing on TikTok, then they're inundating you with all of the.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I want to be healthier for sure, and live to 120. I'll be wobbling around. I'll be one of those ladies that is dancing on TikTok. But I love you, and I'm proud of you. And I'm glad that you're finding things that bring you joy. I think that's very important. Yeah.
Thanks. I love you.
I love you. What else? Are we done with our show here? Am I done being famous?
I mean, soon. But okay. I want to also talk about our movie that we watched, because it was so
heavy.
Good.
No, it was good. It was
so
good.
Beautiful.
And it was good. It was just so heavy.
Clearly, she's not as a deeply feeling, sensitive person as I, but life-changing.
Why do you say that?
You don't, like, living in the depth. Like, you just want to, like, pop in, pop out. Do you disagree?
Yeah, I disagree.
Girl, you're always like, I'm done. This is too much.
Because I can tell I'm physically at my capacity. I used to not be able to tell that, and it has taken a toll on my health many times in the past. So I'm trying to be wiser about that and not dig so deep, because sometimes I can't get out. So
I can never get out, though. That's what I mean.
When I was there, I could never get out. Now I can get out easier because
I stopped
it. I don't
want to get out. I don't want to get out.
Well, it was just definitely taking too much of a toll on me that the cost was not worth me digging deeper. Sometimes I need to come up for air. I need to put my fucking mask on first, man.
I hate it when you say that.
Well, it's the truth.
I mean truth, but stupid.
Well, maybe.
Like,
but I'm the one that pays the price if I don't.
I don't think... I don't know what you mean. That does not make sense to me.
Like, I have to stop while I'm ahead because this girl in my head, 24/7, she's on. Mm-hmm. And she's real funny, but when she's not, she's just beating me up.
Yeah.
So to get her to stop, because I can't unhear what you've said. I can just replay it.
You hear what you want to hear. Like, me talking about any of my situations, you're hearing you're a bad mom. You're hearing you're this and this. I'm not saying you at all. Like, I'm sharing my own experience.
Right.
So I feel like that's something, like... And also, like... being more curious about it than saying, I'm this, and I'm this, and I'm this. Being like, what does that mean? What does that feel like? What is that actually... What actually happened?
That was her, not me.
Mom, can't burp on the podcast.
There's nothing that you do that I don't feel responsible for. And I hear that you're saying it was you, not me. I hear you saying that. But if I did or didn't do something, if I would have done something different, you wouldn't have been in those positions.
What?
Well, you're talking about the old stuff. Whatever bad mom stuff.
What could you have done differently? Nothing, you weirdo.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Okay,
at all.
So what would you have done?
I don't know. Maybe, and you know, maybe. I can't give you an answer on that. I don't know what I should have
done. Because there's not one.
Well, there's not one. I don't agree with you. I hear you.
I think more communication and more language and more conversations.
And I wish I would have done that. But because I didn't, it led to situations that I don't think a good mom would have been able to.
Like, what?
I don't know,
honey.
That's
so crazy of you.
I'm sorry. That's just how I feel about it.
Nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you.
But you're a minor. You were a minor.
And what? I was also not minor.
Whatever. I'm just saying, you're my kid. You're my responsibility. And whatever you did or didn't do, good, bad, and different, reflects on me.
No, it doesn't. And I'm my own person.
Yeah, great. But as a kid...
Also, still my own person.
No. Yes. Still my responsibility.
Your responsibility, but still my own person.
Failed.
No. No.
I don't agree.
I don't agree.
I mean,
I think
you're awesome.
Truth.
And I think, you know, you turned out and it made you who you are, whatever. But you know, even, you know, falling down and scraping your knee. Whatever.
How could you have prevented that?
I'm just saying. That's, as a mom, that's my role to put you in bubble wrap or some shit.
Like,
I don't know.
Crazy.
I don't know.
Crazy.
Well,
no.
That's how I feel about it. And
anyway.
Yeah.
The movie.
Okay.
Andrea Gibson. Come see me in the good light. Holy fucking shit. What's your...
The poetry, very, very talented. Very talented. Mm-hmm. I really liked her attitude, like, through all of it. You know, once she really realized, hey, I'm gonna croak out, her attitude of just, everything is beautiful. Everything. Wow. That was cool. Mm-hmm. I like the attitude. I like the grateful, thankful.
Thankful, grateful, blessed.
No.
That's it.
I like that. I mean, it was sad going through, you know, all the treatments and all the stuff to, you know, get months. But, yeah, I think the most important to me that spoke to me was the attitude. Mm. Of, you know, and there's another song, it came out, hell, probably 15 years ago or something. It was a Tim McGraw, Live Like You're Dying. And that was the first time I ever thought about anything like that. I mean, it's true. And, you know, we say plenty of times, well, if I die tomorrow, you know what? I mean, it is a good, healthy perspective to have instead of wasting time and churning on stuff that don't matter. Mm. Yeah. What'd you think about it?
I have so many thoughts about it.
Tell me.
Okay. Holy shit. It was so fucking beautiful. Oh my god. The movie was just like so beautiful. And like, I love that these are genuine people. And like, I have listened to them on podcasts and listened to them in other aspects of life. And so I know, like, even though it's TV and TV is fake as fuck, like, they are not fake and they wouldn't want anything being put out of them that is just, like, completely, like, fake. Like, they're not doing it for the drama.
It never gave you vibe of, I mean, it always was 100%.
Yeah. But it's, like, I just feel like I've never seen a TV show that's, like, so, like, real. Like, actually, that's just living their life, like, going through all of this, like, you're just seeing all of these experiences, like, as they're happening. Like, you know, they're not like, oh, okay, let's do that one again. Like, oh, yeah. I mean, maybe a little. I don't know. But it's, like, in, like, all of the, like, big parts of it, like, whenever they're looking at their phone for finding the, like, scan results or whatever, like, you can just, like, feel it. It's like you're meeting them exactly where they are and feeling exactly what they're feeling. And, like, just like imagining what that could even be like. And it's just cool that like they were recording this and making it this like whole thing, and it was like about this journey, and they didn't really know what it was gonna be about, and then like it was just like about like their like love. I feel like that was so cool because they didn't know, like they were just like, we should record this process, like I just want to record for the rest of my life, like I want this journey like to be shown, like I hope this helps someone somewhere. But it's like really the whole thing is just their love story. Like it's just about them loving each other and themselves and like all of their circle. Like it's just about community, I feel like. And I feel like they have so much language and like they're very like emotionally intelligent and also able to just describe exactly what's happening with them, like when they're reading those results and then they're just like crying, they're like, I'm crying because like this is scary and like now this means this, or like they're really able to like, they're very like self-aware and just like in touch with themselves to be able to.
Well, I think they're you know, their line of work also helped in that.
Yeah, being a poet, I feel like, damn, well, like,
even a writer. I mean, both right. of them are so used to explaining it more. And that was even a, you know, a couple of times they've talked, well, what do you mean by that? How do you feel about that? Whatever. It was just, you know, definitely a good dialogue for, you know, writing and poetry. Even.
Or just dialogue. Like, I feel like it makes them so much more just, like, able to have healthy communication. Like, yeah. They're able to be like, I just need a moment with this alone, or like, I, like, this is upsetting to me because it makes me feel like this, and that's because of this. Like, there's just so much depth, like, on the outside of them, too, which is cool, because I feel like I have emotional depth, but I feel like sometimes, maybe even, not most of the time, I wouldn't say, but, like, sometimes, like, it's very, like, only on the inside, like, I don't know, I just feel like 1,000% of the time, the entire thing, like, they were just so, like, authentic, like, through and through. And what else? The eyebrow thing, I like that. That was a cute story. I feel like I believe in miracles, and I just think that it's so cool, like, that's just love, like, that's just, like.
Well, you gotta recognize the miracle of, you know, like, when her scan dropped so much that she could do the show, to be able to actually do that, you know, she wanted to do it one last time.
Right.
To do that, and then, you know, go back in, the scan's like, you know, That was a miracle. That was a miracle.
Yeah.
God was watching over that, and that was a miracle for her to be able to do that passionate thing that she wanted to do so much. Mm. And, you know, she had such a time frame, obviously, to work at, and for it to be so low where she could be in public. I kind of thought maybe they would do, like, a Zoom or something, you know, so people
could
still
enjoy. It's just not the same. Like, it's just so not the same, and I just feel like that, yeah, that's cool as fuck. And it's cool that, like, that's what, like, they wanted to do, like.
Yeah. Well, and then all the stories, all the poetry, you know, during that last performance was, you know, so much of the journey. It was cool.
Yeah, it was so good. I just feel like they're so, like. It sucks that this happened, but, like, they were so authentic to themselves. Like, I just feel like, like, I just have so many feelings about it because it was just so beautiful. Like, they were just, like, even though, like, there was a time limit on it, like, that made it so worth it. Like, I feel like no one, that is the best way to have spent their time. Like,
they
knew exactly what they needed to do.
No.
They did that exactly. Like, it was just so perfect. Yeah. And I just feel like they were, like, saying, like, in the beginning, like, every emotion that you're feeling, or, like, every time you're having these big feelings and, like, you think that they're, like, negative, or it's, like, these loaded things, like, anxiety or shame or guilt or, like, overwhelm, like, obviously those are such loaded emotions on their own, and, like, most of the time I feel, like, named, like, negative, and, like, they have, like, it's just, like, a heavy, loaded, in a not-so-great way, but they were just saying, like, every emotion you feel, name it love, and, like, I love that. I feel like I want to do that so hard, because, I don't know, I'm like, that just feels, like, truer, like, I don't know, that just feels like, I just think we're all love. Like, I think that, I don't think love is this idea that, oh, it's, everything is just so happy, and it's all so perfect, and it's also this and this, but it's, like, everything is love, and, like, it is for, like, true love. Like, it is just such a deep thing, and it's not just, like, this, like, fairy tale, like, whatever. Like, it is, like, everything, but everything is love. So it's, like,
I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, I thought that was pretty powerful to say, too, and, I mean, I can see where it's applicable in the situation. I would have to think on it more to be able to, you know, use that outside of the application, but, you know, so, like, you know, scared that, you know, they're living in the 3-week increments of scans.
Mm-hmm.
Scared, but scared because that love, it's not going away, but basically it's going away. Or scared of the uncertainty. It's all about love. You're scared because of how much love. You love that person. So I definitely see all those feelings and even the overwhelmed and the, you know, all of that. Scared, fear, definitely all of that in that situation makes sense that it is all love.
And just, like, they wanted to live so bad. Like, I feel like that, like, breaks my heart so bad. I'm like, that sucks. Like, why are they going through this? Like, they wanted to live so bad. Like,
but you know what? The message. Sometimes those things happen. But the message of keep it in perspective, that's big. That's big. And it's easy to not. It's
like
easy
what?
To not. Keep it in perspective that you could just never wake up tonight. You could just never wake up. And, you know, to see it, the whole live like you're dying, same thing. Because we are all dying.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit every day. And if you kept that more in the forefront of your mind, you know, even rush hour traffic honestly wouldn't be so bad because you're, you know, you're going home to your family versus I'll never be able to go to my home to my family again. You know, keeping that in perspective, I think would make us all.
Yeah.
So terrible that she went through it. Very powerful movie and a very powerful message. So I think would be encouraging to some other people maybe in the same situations.
Even not. No, because absolutely. It's like, we're all gonna die. Yep. Like, we just don't really know when, but I just feel like yeah, like, there's just every aspect of their life was, like, so deep. Everything about them was so deep. Like, throughout the entire thing, they have a whole relationship with their doctors. Like, they have all of their friends that they want to know. They want to let them know, like, right then and right there. And they say it in these ways that are, like, funny and, like, it's kind of joking and it's making it more, like, lighthearted. But at the same time, like, not sugarcoating, like, not, like, going any way around it. Like, they're saying exactly what's happening, and, like, even though, like, even if something is really bad, then they're like, this is really bad, and, like, this was really this and this, but, like, also, like, maybe it could be good. Like, you know, we never know, like, miracles can happen, like, blah, 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 but then if there's something, like, really good, then it's, like, this could also be something really bad. But I feel like the way that they were, like, like, in the beginning when they were making that joke.
Yeah, I think you have to do some joking just because it's so heavy. And you can't just live in that heavy all the time.
But also, that is your whole life. Like, that is their whole life. Yeah. So I feel like they were, like, just sharing the weight with all of their people that they love, but in a way that's, like, still loving, and, like, there's still, like, a reason. Like, it's not just, like, this sucks, it's over. Like, they were, like, so, like, they were still growing so much in this time, and, like, just that they wanted to live so bad, like, I don't know, like, the determination, like, every time, like, they were, like, they never, like, lost hope or, like, lost, like, desire to live. Like, I feel like a lot of times with cancer, like, at some point, you know, it's too much, or, like, this is, like, it's too hard. Like, I just, like, I'm done with this. Like, I just want to do this, which is all valid. I do think that's all valid. But I just feel like that just, like, shows more of who they are as a person, because, like, they just wanted to live so bad, and they, like, did. They did that, like, so hardcore all the way. And their love story. I just feel like they're, gentleness with each other the whole time, and, like, you can tell, like, obviously this sucks. They're both having shitty things. Like, the wife, Meg, is writing a memoir and is like, I want to write, and, like, I still have things that I want to do in my life, and, like, I don't have cancer. Like, I have other things that I want to do, and, like, not in a selfish way. I don't think I worded that as good as I could have, but they were like, I still want to do this, but, like, also, I want to be with this person 24/7.
Yeah.
So bad.
You
so
know
it's like,
it's limited. But, you know, golly, we're all limited.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, you can't completely, like, lose yourself in that. Like, I feel like they, like, both handled, like, each other, like, so perfectly. Like, I just feel like they took care of themselves and each other together. Like, it wasn't like, I don't feel like that's something common. I don't feel like I normally see anyone who's just like, they're two individuals sharing this love. And, like, I feel like they just didn't, like, take that for granted, or, like, get, like, lost in each other. Like, I feel like they're really, like, equal, like, balanced. I feel like they're very balanced. And I feel like they're very gentle with each other and gentle with themselves. And, like, I don't know. Like, there's just such, like, soft love in the whole thing. Yeah, I think I'm gonna watch it 1,000 more times. I love it. I love it. It was so good. Such a good movie. Probably, like, one of the best movies I have ever seen. And it's, like, real. Like, TV is not real ever. Well, no, it's
definitely documentary style.
But I feel like even documentaries, a lot of the time, like, they're still just, like... And also, like, I think it would be so hard to be being filmed and... not be like, there's a camera on me, how do I act? Like, you could tell that, like, was not the case for them at all. Like, they were just so authentically themselves.
Yeah.
Always, that it's like, whether there's a camera there or not camera there. Well, you've watched a
million and one reality shows, and those are not reality.
Right. I thought they were. Like, yeah. I used to think that they were, and, like, I just feel like I got scammed, and, like,
yeah, you got
even,
scammed.
Like,
you got
American scammed. Idol, that's not scammed. Even, like, a reality show, and, like, they're still faking the shit for that? Like, are you fucking kidding me? That was just so, like,
yeah.
That blew my fucking balls off, and, like, I just feel like I just don't have the same relationship with TV anymore,
mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I just feel like this movie was, like, actually, like, I feel like I learned so much, and I felt so much, and, like, there was no drama. It's not like there was a, like, plot. It's not like this was just, like, made up, and it's just like, oh, like, this certain scenario, like, it was just literally people and, like, their real life.
Yep.
So I like that, and it's like, that's so, like, cool that these people were just willing to be this vulnerable to the whole world through this, like, extremely vulnerable time. Like, that's so crazy. It's so, like, deep. Like, it's just so many things. Like, I just, like, that is just, like, so amazing. Like, everything about it was just so amazing the whole time, and, like, just kept getting better. Like, I feel like I could talk about it forever. Like, I just have so...
So, one,
like,
out of 10. Give us a...
10,000.
Okay, what was the name?
Come See Me in the Good Light. A documentary about Andrea Gibson. What would you rate it?
I mean, I thought it had a really good message. I don't know that I... It was so heavy for me. It's different for me than for you, for sure. I thought it was very well documented. I thought they were genuine, just like everything you're saying. Is it one of my top movies?
Ooh.
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I really like Gone in 60 Seconds, but definitely.
That's your favorite movie?
I don't know, honey. I do like Nicolas Cage in that. But I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
Like, I can't watch it with you 1,000 more times. It was so heavy.
But I liked it.
you know, I think the message is great. Everybody should watch it for the message, if nothing else. Because mm-hmm. I really, putting things into perspective like that, I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
I really like that. What else you got?
That's it. We're already at an hour and a half.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I have a lot to say. A lot of important things to say. That's why we're over time, because I'm so important.
Okay, what do you have to say?
No, that's it. I've said it now.
Oh, you've said everything?
Everything worth saying, I think.
Okay, any final words?
I'm probably not going to listen to myself, because I think I sound like a mouse.
You do.
I think you sound like a mouse.
I don't know what's going on, but you can't hear it.
Up top.
Oh, I know, this shit's a piece of shit now. Okay, I don't think we're being heard. Okay, lean in.
Should I sing? La 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 la. Sorry, I'm kidding. You can't hear
that's
me.
There.
Oh, yeah. Take that out. Nope. Edit it out.
Nope. Okay, final words.
I think everyone should listen to your podcast, all the episodes. I can't listen to them. It's too heavy for me.
You don't even know what I talk about.
I don't know. It's gonna hurt my heart. I can't listen to it. It's too much.
Feeling avoidant. Bow.
That's it. That's all I have to say.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.